Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Patreon, where we are going to get started here very shortly. Our friends here are just taking care of some business, and
I was on my 15-minute break.
She was on her 15-minute break.
I was on my 15.
And as socialists, we believe in breaks and time off.
Good one.
And paid sick leave. And paid pregnant
and
leave.
No,
we don't.
Leave.
We don't believe in any of those. I'm done. I'm going to start cracking the whip around these parts, okay?
Yeah.
I feel like you can't say that. Ow.
No, I'm good.
Ow. Kaya's beating me up.
I'm cracking the whip. Get her, Kaya. Get her. Kaya's like doing the cute thing where she starts pushing like this when you start petting her.
That's so cute. My cat does that.
She's like a cat. But also you can wrestle with her. And also
I wrestle with my cat.
She's not hot and cold.
My cat's always hot. Sorry.
Weird.
You started that.
I said hot and cold when you just say it like that.
No. Like, my cat is always affectionate.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Why are you making that weird?
All right, Girly Pop Nation.
Austin has to start. He has to start about, I'm finishing this message, but Austin needs to start about his excruciating.
Are you going to listen to my excruciating sex detail?
God, my mouth hurts so bad today. Okay.
You want some water? I had a threesome.
When? Recently?
Like a couple weekends ago.
Okay.
And I don't even, what was I talking about exactly about it?
I think they were just, I was asking you how, like who tops, who bottoms, things like that.
I was topping with another guy. Both of us were topping some other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the other guy is not a top normally.
What?
Oh God. I guess we are going into detail that I don't even know. Should we not share these details?
So I was asking, what if the person that normally bottoms is all of a sudden got great stroke game? This is a question that I asked.
Yeah, he was asking all these questions.
Would you feel jealous in that situation?
No, but
I think it's a good question.
There was a guy that typically
Fellas in the chat. Okay, this is for the comment section. Let's say, you're normally a power top, you're a perma top.
Okay.
And you got a bottom. Okay. Right. And then you guys start dogging out this third party. Okay.
Dogging out is aggressive.
Okay. We're doing bro talk.
Yeah.
We're doing bro talk.
Okay.
For me and my homos.
Bro down.
Okay. Do you get jealous if your bottom, all of a sudden out of nowhere has phenomenal stroke game?
So he was asking me this question because this is a scenario in which I was actually encountering.
Okay.
But I wasn't jealous at all.
You also say your stroke game is excellent.
But he did have phenomenal stroke game.
No, he did. I didn't. I wasn't really looking.
You weren't counting?
But one thing he did is he stole my lines.
What do you mean? What?
Yeah.
Yo!
I was like, yo!
See, this is why it's
the guy
a funny
that
story.
Usually bombs, I was like, damn, he was like using the lines that I use.
Give me a line.
No,
come on. One line.
No, I'd probably call him the F slur or something. I don't know.
One line, do it.
Faggot?
No. That's like, you put a question mark at the end of that.
No, that'd be crazy.
You put a question mark at the end of that.
You would.
I'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah. There you go. Now your turn.
No, come on. Fuck. This is crazy. Sex line. Wait, that was a sex line from you?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Is that how you sound?
Yeah.
Is that how you sound?
Sometimes.
No, I go like this. I'm like, oh my god. Oh my god, you're stuck in my shit right now.
I don't know. I'd probably say like, fuck.
No,
Kitty, are you uncomfortable?
Kitty can't be mad at me. This is the best episode ever.
Kitty, do you want me to? I don't want to deliver a line. It makes
do
me
it,
uncomfortable.
Do it. My ears are plugged.
Oh my God. I can't even get in the zone, y'all. It's like you're watching me have sex. It's uncomfortable.
You don't have to say it with the tenacity. You can just quote it.
Oh, okay. Quote it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Cool.
No.
He doesn't have to do
don't
the voice.
Don't give him a fucking out. No,
he doesn't
do
have
the
to do voice.
Sex voice. I did the sex voice.
That's not how you sound in the bedroom.
Yes, I do. How would you know, bitch?
I don't know.
Talking like I'm fucking carving you out?
No, bro.
The fuck?
That ain't how you sound. Okay.
You don't know that.
Yes, if I listen in to you having sex, I guarantee it won't be like, oh yeah, welcome on.
Wait, you listening to me having sex?
No, I've never ever witnessed you having sex.
That's crazy.
Wait, have you had sex while I'm in the house?
Yes.
What?
It's my house.
I know. It's just weird.
Why is that weird?
I don't know. It just
I
makes
do what
me
I up. Want. It's my house.
No, I know you can, but I just want to let you know.
Oh, you masturbate?
Not.
You have masturbated
actually,
in
time,
my house.
Last time I did.
Yeah, exactly.
Last time I did.
There you go.
I want to let you know when you stay at my house one day, it's extra fucking with the door open. All right?
That way I'll get to hear.
With the
your
door
sex,
open.
Your sex noises.
All right, and I've got. I've got surround sound speakers in the ceiling. I'm gonna plug it into. I'm gonna plug his fucking ass into the.
Is Cutie gonna be staying as well as a Fear End outing?
No.
Yes, she has to hear it.
I don't get on airplanes.
Wait, can we have a Fear End outing?
I'm on PTO that week.
Okay. All right.
Do the noise. Do the sex line. One.
I can't even think of it.
Why are you so embarrassed?
He stole your lines verbatim.
You were so forthcoming at this dinner in front of random fucking strangers you've never met before.
I'm in front of my patrons. My paying patrons.
These are your paying patrons. Oh, I see.
They don't want to hear me say, fuck yeah, you little slut.
How would that make you feel?
God. Like I want to kill myself.
We give so much.
I'm like, not a perfect person.
We're basically paying. We're basically paying your therapist's kid's college tuition by the psychic damage that we do to you here.
So he said that verbatim.
No, he I think he called him a good boy or something like that. Not saying that's my line.
Well, it sounds like that's it your line. Like if he is. Stole
you
your
said
line.
Good girl before, haven't you?
You've yeah. said he. You've said good boy.
Good girl. No, he said. Have you ever used the F slur on a girl?
No.
Have you ever called her like a slut before?
Yeah.
I get phone time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You
I've earned
this
it.
Is PTO.
That's crazy. Why didn't you fucking burn the phone time while we were doing the combo?
I didn't realize.
Okay, you don't have, you're out of phone time. It's Girly Pop Nation time.
No.
Girly
Finish
Pop.
Your story.
Well, okay, so we did that. He was using my lines. It was crazy. And then like, I don't know. I thought I would get more jealous, but I didn't get as jealous. Because like, I was like, it's kind of like a.
Did the third bottom? Or did the third top?
No. Oh, if he would have topped, then I would have gotten.
Then you would have gotten jealous.
A little. But then I've been in those situations before, and I couldn't get it up because I was so jealous.
Yeah, but you're.
I didn't want to say it. This is the reason why I was like asking about your successful.
We had a successful version of that though.
Why are you saying we?
No, not you and I. No, you and I did.
Yeah, we. When we dogged out
before,
a third.
Yeah. Before I was gay, I had like this fantasy of like having a threesome with one of my guy friends.
Oh.
Like a devil's threesome, they call it.
Oh.
Oh.
My dad.
Wait, what? How the fuck did you
say that? I was talking about this to him, not the story. Actually, I did bring up the fact that... that you were in gruesome detail explaining certain things.
You told your dad?
We were at the engagement dinner.
What? So at the engagement dinner?
Yeah.
You told him that I was talking about gay sex at the fucking...
Not like in excruciating detail, but like I brought it up because I think it was Murat who brought it up originally. He thought it was really funny.
Uh-huh.
But...
I'm so sorry.
Because Chris was like a little traumatized.
Was
my
he?
Friend.
Oh, yeah.
My normie friend. And my dad was like... You know, Austin, I never thought, I never really thought that he was gay. That's what
See?
He said.
He's like holding on hope.
Okay, wait.
What?
Cutie, I want to get into, do you want to get into Girly Pop Nation?
No.
I've got a TikTok that I want you guys to watch.
Wait, but I.
Is it the one I sent?
It's an, no, it's an Instagram reel.
Question. So if your bottom, is your bottom a switch then?
Most of the time he's just a bottom.
Well, so, but did he like it?
Yeah, he enjoyed it. Not too much, though.
The way you said that.
Not, like, I don't think he liked it as much.
Not fucking
no,
the
like,
wrong
he liked
lesson.
It, but it's not his favorite thing.
Did you ever tell him that, that he stole your lines?
Yeah, I did. I fucked with him.
And what did he
now.
Say?
He didn't, he's never, like, acknowledged it. Like, as a...
What? Like, he didn't say, like, yeah, I did?
No, like, he's never, like, admitted it.
Bitch, you don't have copyright on Good Boy. What do you mean?
No, but like, but it was clearly that like, I was like, I just used that on him the night before. You know what I mean? It's like, come on. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just, okay, I've got the, it's an Instagram reel real quick. Cutie, tell me if this is too much because I'm just like, I want to get into Girly Pop Nation.
Live your best life. I'm not pressed.
Okay, hold on. Okay. So watch this. I would, a good friend of mine, Art, who's a TikToker, did these interviews and he was asking people if they were gay or straight based on pictures. He would give them $20 if they got it correct.
Oh, this is funny.
So watch.
Gaydar. Every time you say right, you win $20. Correct?
Perfect.
Okay. So first guy, what do you think? Is he straight or he's gay?
Oh. I'm going to go straight.
Well, we're going to figure this out. So he goes and interviews people on the street.
We're going to check your gaydar. Okay, right. Every time you say right, you win $20. Correct?
Perfect.
Okay. So first guy, what do you think? Is he straight or he's gay?
Gay.
What do you guys think? Gay or straight?
Gay.
I already know him, so but I shouldn't say. But
okay, see. Flex.
I'm going to go straight, yeah.
You're right, so $20.
What the fuck?
This guy, straight or gay?
Gay.
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 Oh, man. All right, I don't know why, but he's just kind of giving me gay vibes. I'm going to go straight.
What?
No, 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 I'm going gay. I'm going gay.
Wait, so straight or gay?
Gay, final answer.
Okay, cool. All right, you won again. $20 here for you. Here you go. So what do you think about the...
Okay, gay as hell.
No, I think he's straight.
Okay, that's gay for pay then.
Wait, didn't you watch this already?
Yeah, but I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gay for pay.
But I know he's straight. That's giving like
straight.
Yeah. Wait, so you don't like the picture?
I mean, that's just kind of a bit of what's he holding there at the in his right?
I think it's t-shirt.
I'm gonna go gay with this one. Yeah, I'm going gay.
Very close but straight.
Straight.
Yeah. Very close.
What about this one?
That's gay, yeah, he's gay.
Very gay.
Okay, cool.
What do you think about
really?
This guy?
He clocked me immediately.
Wow.
I mean, you are doing, you are kind of zesty.
Yeah, but immediately.
But that's like, but
I mean, your pose.
Your fit
not...
is ass. Like, I would never think that you're gay from
I
that
was
fit.
Doing 100 Thieves.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're wearing like a fucking jersey. You know what I mean? Like, I would never be like, that's a gay guy.
Maybe
you,
he knew
you
me.
You were looking kind of zesty.
Maybe he knew me.
You were looking kind of zesty.
What are you, a fucking.
Like you,
18-year-old homophobe?
Yeah. Like, that was an L move, Unc.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Fuck, dude. I was on the plane. Never mind.
What? Go ahead. Give us another classic Austin plane story. Go ahead. I know you got it.
It's not even a story. It was just a quick passing comment.
What?
Some Zoomers were behind me, and they were like, see, he opened up some fruit snacks.
Uh-huh.
And some kid's like, it smells fruity. And the other kid's like, it's me, bro.
That's kind of funny. What the fuck?
No, it's not funny. It's a bunch of... You're literally an 18-year-old Zoomer.
That's pretty funny.
What's so funny about
he's
it?
He's not even being, like, homophobic. He's like, it's me, bro. Like,
no,
he's...
they're just like, you know all these, like, fucking kids that are just, like, fucking, like, think it's, oh, it's so funny to be gay. You know what I mean?
Are you turning into an old man?
No, I'll be honest. I was pissed the whole flight.
Because of that?
No, because they were just fucking loud. I was trying to enjoy my fucking flight.
What were they loud about?
They were just a flight.
They were talking. They were talking, and I was just like, shut up.
Wait, you did? You didn't say shit?
No, I didn't. No, fuck.
Wait, what were they saying?
They were just being excited and happy.
Yeah.
You know? Doesn't that piss you off?
Annoying. Yeah.
Doesn't that make you mad when you're just like, shut up and stop being happy?
You literally sound...
You know, like the people on planes that are on their way to vacation?
What is it? What, Ebenezer Scrooge or whatever? What the fuck's
Ebenezer
the character?
Ebenezer Scrooge, yeah.
You made me play? That's what you sound like,
I
bro.
I know, I'm just
you're like, I hate childlike wonder. No, it's just... Cut it out, kids!
No, it's just, I don't... I feel like you and I could be on the same page here.
Four more years, you're gonna start paying taxes, you little shits.
I don't get on planes.
That's true, but like anywhere in life.
Do I get mad when other people are happy?
Like around you, like too happy. Mm. Like they're just having a good night.
I just get mad at loud people.
Loud happy people.
So I guess if they can be any, they could be loud and sad and I'd probably be annoyed at them.
Yeah. This is crazy.
And these are the same type of people that would be like, oh, they're probably miserable. And they're just like, yeah, you're fucking right, you son of a bitch. I am fucking miserable.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, I'm ready for Girly Pop Nation.
Okay. Great. All right. Pull up the Katy Perry one first.
Yay!
I need Orajel.
Okay, I have
my
to show
mouth
you guys
hurts
something.
So bad. Huh?
Don't read it out loud. That's an insane message to receive from my manager.
Go ahead.
About someone who wants to interview me. Anyway.
Okay. So Katy Perry, if you guys don't remember, she announced that her album, this album was produced by Dr. Luke.
We don't like him.
He sucks because he raped Kesha.
Yeah.
And Katy Perry actually in the like indictment or no. Yeah. Katy Perry in the indictment was like kind of called out because they like released text between Kesha and Lady Gaga where they're like, dude, Katy Perry is like hiding this. And she's like,
Can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
Is Dr. Luke actually a doctor?
No.
I don't think you should be allowed to call yourself Dr. Luke.
Okay, how do you feel about Dr. Mario?
Is he actually a doctor? He has
the outfit, but
how do you feel about Dr. Pepper?
Dre? What about Dr. Dre?
I don't think he's a doctor.
He's not a doctor.
Dr. Pepper?
Shouldn't be allowed to do it. You should at least be able to get like an honorary doctorate.
I'm sure Dr. Dre has been
Dr.
given
Dre probably
one.
Has one.
Yeah.
Dr. Luke probably not. You know?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Not allowed. Mario is a doctor. Dr. Mario.
I don't know if he went to school.
Wow. Italians can't be doctors? Really? That's what we're doing right now?
Mm.
A little bit of anti-Italian racism?
I don't think they can.
Kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, let's continue with the serious story.
So anyway, when she announced this new album was going to come out, people were like, boo. And then she had her first single come out, and it was so bad. Why'd you laugh?
I didn't even hear
it.
Did
you see it? Have you watched the music video?
No, I just think it's funny because I don't like Katy Perry. I've never liked Katy Perry. And also, her working with Dr. Luke sucks. So, L.
You should see the music video. It's horrendous.
Why don't we watch it?
Okay, we can watch the music video. Her new album's coming out soon. And I will say this is kind of like it. She's getting good promo because of all the bad promo.
But nobody's going to like it.
This is where you ever feel like a plastic bag.
Woman's
do you
world.
Ever feel
it's
like
so wait, weird.
She called it Woman's World too.
Yeah.
Oh god.
But it's like a very like
wait,
sex.
We're living in
so
it.
It's a very very sexist like music video. And then when people called her out for that, she was like, "Don't you guys know what irony is? But if you watch this, tell me the irony." So it says whiskey for women. She takes a sip. She's disgusted.
Okay, I'm back invested.
Wait.
God damn. Wait, pause it. She got some Magumbos on her. Are those real?
No.
Cutie, honestly, this video kind of...
She got some fucking...
You like it?
I'll be honest. I think this is at the gay club.
I think this is...
Wait, this is kind of a bop.
I think both Austin and I, for very different reasons, are the target audience for this, and it's definitely not women.
Okay. All right.
I think she's making a play here for just not women. Anyone but women.
Why do I like... I shouldn't like this.
She literally just did a sex ad.
Pause it for a second.
Okay, now
I never really, I never thought that, like, how, like, Katy Perry looking kind of nice with it. That's weird. I've never found her attractive before.
Okay.
What's right. going on?
That, God, it's so men are so easy. Just throw boobs in their face.
That USA bikini got me feeling patriotic.
Yeah.
Okay.
He forgot everything he hated about Katy Perry with one side of her breast.
What the fuck was that, dude?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All
so
right.
the anvil drops.
Keep going.
Is this supposed to be subversive? Armpit hair. She's crushed by the weight of like what it means to be a woman.
Is that Austin Andrea?
men making out?
Is that?
That's Trisha Paytas.
The fuck?
Which is kind of slay.
Oh my god, it's Trisha!
Awesome, the gays hate this.
Really?
Yes.
Fuck! Really? Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck this shit. This got some Kid Rock ass
shit. Is this a hit?
No.
The song?
No. Go to the comments.
God, I guess I'm on the wrong side of things.
Everybody hates it.
I don't know. Zoom in. I can't read. Sorry.
They literally described the trucks, the explosion, the boobs, the whiskey. This is the most male gaze thing I've ever seen in my life.
No, that's Yeah, okay, so... okay, guilty. My bad. All right.
But you literally said it.
I said it as well in a woke way and not in a horny way for sure. Everybody, let the record show that I was not horned up at all and woke about it.
People don't like it.
So, cutie, I'm sorry. I was a straight man at one point, okay. And sometimes I relapse. Like, okay. I don't like that sexually, right. But like, I have like the.
No, it's fine. I'm just saying, like, a lot of people. Think it's bad.
I think it's bad too.
You were singing it and dancing. Anyway, so Katy Perry goes on the Call Her Daddy podcast, and
so we love Katy Perry now. Go on with your shitty ass take, woman hater.
On the Call Her Daddy podcast, where she's asked why she chose to work with Dr. Luke, and she said, "I understand that it started a lot of conversations, and he was one of the many collaborators that I collaborated with. But the reality is." It comes from me. The truth is I wrote these songs from my experience of my whole life going through this metamorphosis. And he was one of the people to help facilitate all of that. One of the writers, one of the producers, I'm speaking from my own experience. When
she's like, he was a rapist, but honestly, he was a very,
but he's always been nice to me.
Rapist.
Yeah.
He was a transformational rapist. You understand?
When I speak about Women's World, I speak about feeling so empowered now as a mother, as a woman, giving birth, creating life, creating another set of organs, a brain, a heart. I created a whole ass heart. I did it. And I'm still doing it. I'm still a matriarch and feeling really grounded in that. That's where I'm speaking from. So I created all of this with several different collaborators, people that all collaborated with from the past, from teenage dream era, all of that.
Wait, when I looked at the clip, the music video, like, obviously, you know, beyond the immediate imagery hitting my lizard brain,
mm-hmm.
and tickling it in the right ways,
mm-hmm.
like that spot when she puts the thing in her butt,
yeah,
like that's a great visual. But beyond,
see,
that,
I identified that,
or like the mm-hmm. boobs, like when she first
the boobs
and
the
they
smushed
out.
Together,
yeah, really? Those were really okay. Those were and kind of the high points for me. But beyond that, okay, if you scratch the surface a little bit, it seemed like. I thought it was like meta irony almost. Like I thought she was being like sarcastic about like a lot of the commoditization of feminism in popular
culture.
That's
what she said she was doing.
So okay, so then it actually is a little bit deeper than you than people give
credit
for.
I think it's bad.
I think it's
I think you got some hangups.
Austin's torn.
I think you got some hangups. Austin's
torn. No,
I don't
think
know. It's
bad.
So strange because I'm a gay man, I'm not attracted to that. And I'm disappointed for women.
I think it's crazy to work with a rapist.
No, I agree.
Oh, that's obviously fucking crazy. I was
no
I was
that like, that part is you know we're
of
all
someone that was your colleague.
No, that no, you're at, we are all you have a unified front. That is something we all yeah. disagree on or agree on.
What?
But Austin's like, but that rapist can make bops.
No. The music was
you
bad.
were going. You sang it.
You sang it.
I've heard it before, and I don't know where I heard it from.
Like, I was just, at least
I think it's at the club.
My out is like, I'm a disgusting piglet.
The rumor is that the Abbey's been drugging people too, so it makes sense if they're playing Dr. Luke music.
That's true. I've heard that. I've heard that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as a disgusting man, I was, you know, I was not overcome with any feelings of emotion from, you know, the music or anything. I didn't like the melodies.
Right.
I also thought it was after further reflection.
Right. No, I mean, people are dragging Katy Perry for this response because she totally was just like, I'm a woman. But like, part of being a woman is, you know, standing up for other women.
Yeah. Part of being a woman is sometimes working with someone who raped your colleague.
Yeah, that's
who also happens to be a woman. But
yeah,
you know. Okay, this was a dark girly pop nation story. Let's get to a funny girly pop nation story. Let's get to a funny girly pop nation story. The second one on the docket. Go ahead. It's time to talk about Ice Spice, which ironically enough is also kind of like women being a little shitty to other women.
Yeah.
But it's very funny.
Well, Ice Spice, we talked about the last girly pop nation where Ice Spice slept with that guy who had a girlfriend, and then she doubled down. Central C, that's his name.
Central C slept with Madeline Argy, British TikTok sensation, who should come on the podcast.
Okay.
Anyway, but that's besides the point. That's neither here nor there. This is a story about Ice Spice.
This is about Cleo, who's a smaller independent artist. And last minute, Ice brought her on tour to do some damage control because there's been a lot of people mad at her. Mm-hmm. But then she treated Cleo like shit the whole time. And then Cleo made a huge TikTok about it. And this is what we're about to dive into.
Y'all, it's your girl Cleo.
Hey, Cleo.
So y'all know me. I've always been vocal about everything, about literally everything. Nobody can shut me up. Nobody can silence me. Like, was you silenced or was you silenced? Okay, and nobody's gonna do that to me.
Right.
This video isn't to bash anyone. This is for me to speak on my experience and what I went through.
I like her nails.
And I want my fans to learn from this. My fans, my followers, my supporters, my future fans, followers, supporters. You don't even have to like me. I want y'all to literally take this situation that I'm about to break down to y'all and be inspired by it and understand that no matter what the opportunity
is,
nobody should make you feel less than or make you feel like shit because they gave you an opportunity. It does not matter. It does not give a door, an open way for somebody to try to humiliate you or try to make you feel less than. And I feel as though being such a confident black woman, I'm sorry. I'm ashy as fuck as a black woman. I didn't even want to like start tearing, okay? Anyways. As a black woman, a confident one who knows exactly who she is and exactly what she wants in this world, people are so intimidated by it. And it's either you're intimidated and scared of it or you love it and you just love it. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, I was around somebody who was clearly intimidated by me. Like, and just who I am as a person. And at first it might have been something that they liked, but as you can see, I only go up and I could be seen as a threat to somebody who clearly isn't confident. I can fall out with a friend over miscommunications, misunderstandings. That's okay. You know, work it out. Honestly, it's not so.
Maybe a little
bit. I don't know where it starts.
Not my childhood friend. I met her 2 years ago. Before she blew up, I was very supportive of her. Before she even blew up, I was somebody that genuinely liked her. I was like, this girl is so cute. I seen her video on my Explore. She didn't even drop her viral song yet. And I was so supportive of her. Now, anyways, I'm just going to tell the story. Because, You guys deserve to know.
It's crazy because Ice Spice was kind of used by Taylor Swift for PR.
We are not friends anymore because a lot of y'all loved us being together. You guys do deserve to know why we're not friends. Y'all do deserve to know who y'all are so obsessed with. Y'all love her so much. Y'all deserve to know who that girl is as an actual human being. As an actual human being. Fuck looks. Fuck looks. Fuck all of that. As a human being, as your soul. Y'all deserve to know. So the ending of July, I get a call from Ice very early in the morning. Cleo, come on tour with me. I miss you. Come. And I'm just like, girl, I'm not about to come on tour with you and watch you perform all month. Like, I got a nigga. I got stuff that I could be doing. I could be getting money.
He's busy.
I have opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
In New York, I have brand deals. I have things that I need to focus on. So for me to travel all over the United States with you to watch you perform, kind of crazy. She's like, no, I want you to perform. And I gag. You want me to perform? She ain't never, ever, ever, ever brought me out on stage. I was like, oh, wait. Okay. Like, I guess this girl, and in my head, this is what I'm thinking. I'm like, I guess she's really trying to make up for that fake shit that got exposed, like, a month ago. Like, she's really trying to, like, you know, be a actual friend, because that shit was weird as fuck. And I checked her about that shit, and even for her to apologize, was like,
she's talking about Madeline RG?
I'm pretty sure. Unless I'm missing
calling your friend jealous for no fucking reason. And her excuse was that I didn't speak up when I was asked if she was Nigerian. Like, girl, I met you a month before that video. I didn't even know you was Nigerian. So that was kind of weird to me, too,
that she was
upset at me for
drama.
Not knowing if she was Nigerian. Okay. And she said that you could have at least said I was black. Like, girl, I didn't even know you. Am I your PR? Am I supposed to be clearing up every time somebody's asking about you being black or Nigerian? Like, that's not my role. And I don't even know you. And I don't even know you.
Okay, that's
so
a little bit
so
of drama,
confused.
Though.
Yeah, that's drama.
Anyways, we move back. Anyways, after that situation that had happened with her ex-best friend exposing her for calling, like, just about everybody jealous, that was kind of, like, sick, too. Because why do you think everybody's jealous of you? She literally tried to link me being jealous of her with that interview of me not knowing if she was Nigerian. And I'm just like, girl, are you crazy? And she never said that she felt the way. And it was just like, I didn't even know that she was mad at me. She's just in messages talking about me. So she tells me, like, I think everybody's jealous of me. Don't take offense to it. I say that about everybody. I'd say that everybody's jealous of me. I even say that about my mom. Like, that's kind of sick. But, okay. Like, okay.
She's slow at telling
that
stories.
Though, I started thinking that a lot of the things that Ice was doing was calculated. Like, even the thing after her best friend exposing her, it was like, oh, like, let's go to the basketball game. Come with me to this basketball game. I'm thinking, like, oh, she just wants me to come with her to a basketball game. Like, maybe she's trying to make it up. I don't know why I kept thinking that, like, she was trying to make it up for being, like, caught being fake. But it was just like, even a basketball game, it was like one day later, she's like dropping a song. It's like every time she's like inviting me out, because we never chilled on some like chill shit, bro. Like, it was never like just some chill. It was always like in the blogs the next day and the song is dropping too. So it was like, what? This girl kind of uses me for her rollouts. So I'm just like, okay. When the tour thing came out, I'm like, oh, she's actually trying to like, give me something now. Like, okay. She's trying to make it up. She's trying to be an actual good friend. I made a flyer.
The good part comes in part two, I think.
Announcing that I was coming on tour with her. It did not even get reposted. It didn't even get a comment or like, and she was tagged in it. The bill, it didn't even have my name on it. Like, just about nobody knew I was coming on tour. It was like a special guest. Like, she didn't even like shine any sort of like her own light on me. It was like kind of like all me. Like, I want my fans to come out. Like, she didn't really try to like mesh me in with her actual fan base or try to like put her fan base onto me. Very calculated, you know? It was just given like, oh, let's, you know, let Cleo eat, but we gonna give her crumbs. Like, we gonna shine light on her, but let's dim it. You know what I'm saying? It just gave that so much. Online says the show starts at 8. It would even say 9
sometimes.
I'm trying
to find it.
And guess what time I was going on? At 7:30.
Okay, pause.
7:45.
All right,
Here's the timeline of events. April 2024, Baby Storm accuses Ice Spice of using Cleopatra. Fellow musician Baby Storm, who was also Ice Spice's friend, claimed Ice Spice was using Cleopatra. This is Cleo, the girl she chose to be her best friend in the public, in air quotes, when in reality it was me behind the scenes. Cleo and her are not really best friends, which is basically what Cleo is confirming right now. But she used her so she could appear closer to blackness. She also lied about being Nigerian. She stole that from me, said Baby Storm on X. May 2024, Baby Storm calls Ice Spice and Cleopatra fake friends. In the month of May, Baby Storm took to X, Twitter, to post a screenshot of an alleged conversation with Ice Spice. In the messages, Ice Spice allegedly calls Cleopatra mad fake.
Mad fake.
Mad fake is East Coast slang for really fake.
I know. Why did you turn to me and say that?
You might not know.
I know. Mad fake. Mad cool.
Cutie is tapped that in. You're weird. Not valid. Baby Storm cool. Captioned the post, fake friends got to stick together. She shared the screen grab, quote retweeting a picture of Ice Spice and Cleopatra together. September 2nd, 2024, Cleopatra and Ice Spice unfollow each other on Instagram.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm. Fans first noticed Cleopatra and Ice Spice were no longer following each other on September 2nd, just days after the U.S. leg of Ice Spice tour ended. Replying to a fan who claimed Cleopatra was about that bag and nothing else, the star admitted she was not paid for being part of the tour. Y'all thinking I got paid is hilarious. I was played, betrayed, and unpaid, Cleo wrote in a comment. Wow. I never had a problem with not being paid, by the way. She continued in another post. I knew it. I just want everyone to stop thinking I was paid because I wasn't. September 2nd, 2024, Cleopatra posts a six-part, nearly hour-long TikTok video.
I didn't know it was an hour.
Sharing
my
her
bad.
Experiences during her time
on tour. I didn't have time to make
tour.
A slideshow today.
Sharing her time on tour with Ice Spice.
Part one was only one.
We just watched part one, and that's not even the good shit. Yeah. The good shit comes now. Cleopatra, one. Accused Ice Spice of being a fake friend in the six-part series. We saw the first part of that.
True.
In the videos, she said, Cleopatra said, she and Ice Spice met 2 years ago, went on to explain they were never friends or why they were not friends anymore. You deserve to know who that girl is as a human being. We saw all that stuff. Speculated about the fake shit, and that's why she was possibly having Cleopatra on the tour with her. Cleopatra claimed no involvement. Her involvement in the tour received no promo from Ice Spice or her team, and that her name was not even included in the bills, as we just heard. But things reached a turning point when she received no help carrying luggage, this is the good part, from a venue to the hotel, and when she was expected to pay for her own lodging at a 5-star hotel, despite Ice Spice apparently saying she wouldn't have to cover her own expenses.
Ooh.
Cleopatra also claimed she had no room backstage during her involvement in the tour, unlike other invited guests, and that she was initially not allowed to bring anyone, though her assistant joined her at a point. Cleopatra also recounted an incident where she was denied a chicken salad because she was not a part of the budget and expressed that throughout the tour, she felt like Ice Spice was not really her friend. She also said there was one instance where Ice Spice and her team had food at a steakhouse and she and two other people were not invited. Cleopatra also went on to share a screen recording of a private message chain with Ice Spice where she aired her grievances about the tour, but she stated that she wasn't mad, to which Spice replied she was ungrateful.
Ooh.
Ultimately, she alleged she felt she was invited on tour to damage control the situation with Baby Storm. In the captions for her videos, Cleopatra added more details about her side of the story. I want to hear I told you so, Cleo, because honestly, I really thought I had a friend. I don't care. Y'all not going to create false narratives because I'm always clear my name up. And y'all have known that since 2018, she wrote. I love how much she showed me. She didn't give a fuck. Like, girl, finally show me your character and who you really are and been. I apologize to my fans who've been trying to say I was a token black friend. It's all good. Y'all will never see me with that girl again. That's it for this, and feel so relieved. Woo! Now y'all can stop making up stories, she added. September 3rd, 2024. Ice Spice replies to Cleopatra's allegations on X Spaces.
Go, Ice Spice.
Should we play that?
Not really.
Wait, what? No.
What team are we on? We're on Team Cleo.
Okay.
Can you find Ice Spice in Twitter Spaces?
We're happy that she showed up to the arena.
And then maybe we can listen to that. Because
but since all this, Ice Spice has lost 500,000 followers.
Half a million
followers?
Isn't
that crazy?
Wait, that's so... Everybody's on Team...
Everyone's on Team Cleo here.
That's crazy.
And people are like roasting Ice Spice because they think she's on Ozempic.
Yeah, that's the other part of the story.
I wonder if she's lost viewers.
I mean, she looks good. Like, I don't know why people are being fucking mean about that. That's weird, but...
Yeah, I mean, people are just mad.
September 3rd is when Cleopatra seemingly accused Ice Spice of using Ozempic.
I mean, Ice Spice has 18.3 million listeners a month. I think she probably doesn't.
I cannot fucking deal with the amount of ads that I get.
Like, I didn't even know about this, but I wonder how many people just like don't know what's going on.
Well, I'm looking at her Instagram. Ice Spice. I mean, she has 11.5 million followers still. Like, I don't think. I don't.
Azealia Banks came in.
Really? And said what?
To defend Cleopatra.
Okay.
You should know, Azealia Banks, you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
212 is a gay anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like Azealia Banks?
I know Azealia Banks.
Okay.
I haven't spoken to her.
I didn't.
You should try.
I will.
Get her on the pod.
Well, I'd love that.
Ice Spice denied the allegations, by the way. Okay, so you couldn't find Ice Spice on X Spaces? Okay. Well, anyway, the manager weighed in on the controversy. Oh, my God, I can't even do the fucking reading. Teen Vogue!
In Vogue.
Fuck, the ads are so crazy. Look at this. Look at the ads. It's like insane.
You have to watch Chicken Soup.
No, it's literally like covering the fucking article.
It's right.
Mastering
the
art of plant-based cooking. I'm so mad at vegans. And it stops. No, the ad doesn't go away.
You can't exit out of it.
The ad doesn't go away. It just is. It now is covering the article.
Yeah, you'll never know what was said.
I think...
This is why I need my slideshows.
This is what happens when you let
anyway. September 3rd, Ice Spice seemingly mocks Cleopatra in now deleted posts. Ice Spice seemingly mocked her with a post posted on her X account on my flight board. So let's play. Would you rather? She posted with the options: be a mean bad bitch, be a stupid dumb bitch. She posted a second poll for what should I do for dinner with this option: steakhouse or chicken salad.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Ice Spice's manager weighed in on the controversy and then also deleted it. Go down.
Ice Spice's manager, James Rosman Jr., addressed the duo's beef in a now deleted post on X.
Oh my God, these fucking ads. Sorry.
This is what happens when an artist team don't manage their artist expectations when an opportunity comes in front of them. If you're not prepared for an opportunity and your team isn't properly advancing, then it's on them, not on us offering the opportunity. You have to invest in yourself, aka pay expenses if need be for the opportunity. It's corny. Someone gives you an opportunity and this the thanks the person gets. Openers don't have the same things headliners have. The entitlement and egos are crazy.
Okay, I mean, that's wild though.
For
like,
someone's food is not like.
Yeah, and also like paying for their lodging.
Yeah.
Especially after you said you were going to pay for their lodging. Because if you're an opener, how the fuck are you going to be able to stay at the 5-star hotel? Like, oh, it's not like openers are fucking caked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You are, though. You're Ice Spice. Like, you know, you should be.
But Cleopatra also, after Ice's X space, said, imagine being called big by someone who is just as big. I'm going to bed, bro. Ozempic got y'all gassed and fat phobic now. Bet.
And then Azealia Banks jumps in to defend Cleopatra.
I don't like how everyone is trying to make Cleopatra look. Any fucking who at Cleopatra, I will be performing with me on Halloween. Oh, that's nice. At Terminal 5 NYC, she will be paid. Have her own space to glam whatever she wants on her rider because I have fucking respect in class. Cleopatra acknowledged Banks' support, quoting the original post with a kiss. That's
Ice Spice
nice.
Used Cleopatra like Cardi B uses Starbrim for the black look, writing, why do these narratives that a black woman like Starbrim couldn't simply be deserving of a good sis to come through when she's in need of assistance? Why does a black woman worthiness need to be contingent upon what she has to offer? These narratives actually do the opposite of what people... Wait. Oh, she wrote all... Azealia Banks wrote this. These narratives actually do the opposite of what people who craft them think. You're not making Cardi look like a bad person so much as you're dehumanizing Starbrim and deeming her inherently unworthy of good friends simply because she's black. I really wish we could stop pushing the idea that black women are undeserving of love, protection, friendship, and happiness and erase the notion of black womanhood being inherently consequential is dehumanizing and not the mic drop you thought it was. Cleopatra then posts a cryptic Instagram story on September 5th.
That's today.
Yeah, Cleopatra posted a cryptic note on her Instagram stories. What is it? The fuck? She wrote in white letters over a black background without context.
Let's see if there's an update live. Cleopatra. Oh, I found it. Yeah, followed up. I just got my page back. I did not make that last post. Oh, she got hacked. Oh. Yeah, she just got hacked. Cleo, but now what? She's not hacked anymore. I think that was it. Yeah.
What do we think, Girly Pop Nation?
I think that Ice Spice should have paid for her food and stuff. I don't think that's very nice.
Agreed.
I agree. I agree.
Because Ice Spice has 18 million listeners. She's got to have some money.
She's got some cash for sure.
Yeah.
She has been looking good. I think it's crazy when people are like, oh my God, like you're on Ozempic. It's like, first of all,
I want to look at.
I think people need to fucking chill out with the Ozempic shit.
Before and after. What do you mean?
Because people were saying you were on Ozempic.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's really funny. It took me fucking 4 goddamn years to lose weight. But
he was microdosing Ozempic.
Yeah, I wish I was on Ozempic. But like, I mean, for someone like Ice Spice, like obviously she was never like fat,
damn.
Which is why it's kind of crazy for someone like Ice Spice to take it, I guess, if she was. Tiny. But ultimately, like people do shit on Ozempic quite a bit and it's fucking goddamn annoying. Like people make it seem like it's a cheat code or some shit. And it's like, the fuck is wrong with you guys, man? It's like literally obesity is an unimaginably deadly fucking disease. Okay. And the fact that like there is, like, seemingly a fucking cure for it is insane, and we're just, like, shitting on it. I think it's, like, very frustrating.
Yeah, I saw a tweet from some... These before and afters are crazy. I'm obsessed. I love before and afters. Mm-hmm. Problem, actually. Well, it's the eating disorder.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's eating disorder, girly.
But anyway, I saw somebody tweet that. Somebody was like, I spent 5 years losing however many pounds. Like, for the love of God, people, if you have access to Ozempic, like, cheat. Like, use it. But hopefully people just, hopefully people are able to get more of it. Hopefully they can just make more of it since, you know, people with diabetes need it too and
stuff. Where'd you find the before and after? I can't find it.
I got so many before and afters. There's so many before and afters. Look at that.
Oh, no, I'm not even looking for that. I'm looking for a different one.
Oh. Okay,
there was one I saw. She's in like a bathing suit or something.
Looks
that one's like pretty crazy.
I mean, this one's crazy.
Yeah, that one is crazy.
Tiny. She goes from like, what's crazy is she's Marsh, pull it up. Like she's probably like a size, I don't know, size 8, and now she's a size 0.
Anyway, I can't, like I said, I can't speak for Ice Spice potentially using Ozempic or not, but like people need to really fucking dial it back when people have been like, oh, you're on Ozempic. It's like, yeah, dude, there's like people who are fucking obese, okay? And Ozempic helps them not be obese. And this isn't like fat phobia, okay? This is just like you're becoming more healthy, okay? I'm not saying that about Ice Spice, for the record. Ice Spice, very, very healthy on the first photo. Also healthy on the second photo. But like there's no issue with... like there's no health complications that come from the way she looks in the first photo.
Mm-mm.
Not even what I'm saying.
Jeez Louisa, she's so skinny.
Gosh.
I want Ozempic.
You're skinny.
Not like that. I'm her. I'm the before photo.
Oh, you're
no,
not.
You're not. Well, there's nothing wrong
attitudes.
With before.
No, you're not. You're not anywhere near as thick as she was
okay.
In the first photo. And she's not even like remotely unhealthy in the first photo.
You've always been lean to me.
Yeah, I'm not.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Thanks for saying it.
You've always been. I did gain a little weight.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could tell.
Really?
No.
No, I got home after a 16-day trip, and I got on the scale. I gained, like, 4 pounds.
Oh, my God. Stop the presses, bro. I gained, like, fucking 10 pounds after DNC.
Really?
And that was, like, 1 week.
Yeah. Did you lose it?
Yeah.
Nice. It's probably all water weight.
Yeah, it's definitely.
We're in another fucking fan cam.
We're doing it again. We're doing it again.
Marsh isn't even on me.
Wow, hold on.
I look over. I started flexing. Look, he just cut away. Look, he cut away again. That's crazy.
Man, shit.
He doesn't even care.
Good girl.
He does. Good. Oh, no. Oh, we're going to be in that. Fuck, somebody's going to make a fan cam out of that.
I need to stop. I'm stopping. I'm stopping. I'm joking. I'm fucking around.
People are. How much? What time are we at, Marsh? People have started to ask for photos of my feet.
On Fansly?
Yeah.
Sick. You should do it.
Should
extra
I
money.
Send photos of my feet?
How much? Yeah, are they
why
paying? Not?
I don't know. But why my feet?
How many people follow you? How many people see your pictures on Fansly?
I don't know.
You don't look?
I don't manage it.
Oh. You just send the pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What do you mean? Of course they're talking to me.
They're definitely talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want?
We might as well send feet.
They've also been asking for Hassan's feet.
No.
You can't sell Hassan's feet on your
Fansly. Would you be weirded out if I sold pictures of your feet?
Yes.
Well, I don't. I'm not going to.
Because
do that.
I don't have an issue with like fucking posting my feet for free online. Okay. I mean, I do think
so. It's the paywalling of your
it's
feet.
The paywall.
Yeah. I do think that like feet people are weird, but.
You think feet people are weird?
Yeah. No,
I think
for sure.
A little funky. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a foot person, but.
Yeah, I think feet people are weird, but like even then, I just don't give a shit. Like I am,
What are you? What's a weird thing you do?
What is a weird thing I do? Scent.
Oh, I don't think that's weird.
I like pheromones.
I like armpits.
Where like, I'll be honest, like.
You can't like.
Like
armpits.
I don't. Obviously, I don't like rank. You know what I mean? But like. If someone's like, you know, they don't have to smell like deodorant all the time is what I'm saying.
Damn, you like a little BO, a little stank?
It depends. If you,
hold on,
if
where's
you,
our sponsor?
If you like the person.
Yum.
Wait, are we, where, are you doing
today.
Free
it's
ads,
on
bro?
Patreon.
What the fuck?
This is on the Patreon, but that's what you need.
Oh, okay.
Need
we stand
free.
By our sponsors, okay? Even when they're not paying us. Yeah, I like armpits.
What about you? What's a weird thing?
It's weird because you talk about his armpits all the time.
Yeah, but not.
What's a weird thing you like?
I don't know. I don't like anything.
She just wants to be. She's just tired and hot. Okay.
I like air conditioning. I love it. Okay, is that too much to ask for?
Yeah,
we have it here.
Yeah, so
I wonder
much
what it's like
happier.
To be a girl.
I treat you better than your boyfriend does. Okay, I put you under
just no air. Conditioning
I put you under the
there.
Goddamn vent. You don't even have AC in your fucking house. In your, he treats his actual boyfriend better.
He
Connor.
There's been drama because he wants to play League lately, and I can't play League with him. It's like bad.
Wait, he's worse than you?
For the record, I am not.
Your your Hearthstone bronze.
My account is cursed. I've heard it. I play better than a bronze player. I'm just cursed. However, he is so bad. And then he like will blame me and I'll be like, fine. Like I will have gone like 22-4. And he'll be like, no, like my bot lane was shit. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, you didn't get one objective the whole time. The whole game. You're the jungler. He plays jungle. And so I tell him he shouldn't start as a jungler, and he still keeps playing jungle. He won't listen. What do you do? Divorce?
Yeah. Austin has no fucking clue what you just said, and I barely understand it because I played Dota back in the day.
I play Flight Simulator.
Where's Will when I need him?
I know. He needs to come back.
Oh, Marsh. Yeah, frustrating, huh? Yeah, it's frustrating. I don't know what to do.
Marsh, what's your rank? What's your elo? Boom.
We could duo.
You're fucking ass too, dog. God damn. I thought you fucking
they have a top and a bottom in League.
You were Grandmaster 100 when?
Heroes of the Storm.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that game. Okay, yeah. W's and L's of the week. Go around the table.
Sick, man. Oh, it's much harder.
What's your W, Austin?
That's why less people play it.
Or wait, we start with L's, we end on W's. What is your L of the week?
L of the week is... Oh, fuck, I don't even know.
You're like too many to count. Where do I begin?
I've had some L's this week.
Oh, my L of the week, I had a dermatologist appointment to go get my face zapped today, and I couldn't find my keys, and so I was late too late that I had to cancel the appointment. I had to reschedule because I was going to be too late by the time I found my fucking keys.
Fuck. I'm shocked because you are so timely normally.
Oh, I have an L of the week.
You are always on time normally. How could this
have
happened?
Thank you for noticing. I appreciate it.
I showed up to my haircut a week early.
What?
That's crazy.
I got to my haircut. I drove up to the haircut place and I got in. I walked in, waited, and walked into the haircut room next to somebody else that had an appointment. And I was like, hey. And she's like, Austin, your appointment is next week.
Oh my God.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an L of the week.
It's an L of the week. But I ended up getting an appointment the next day and got my haircut.
Oh, that's nice.
So my L and W
is the same.
It's the same.
That's nice.
L was I didn't get my haircut.
W was you got your haircut. Was,
yeah, I got a my week haircut. Early. Did you notice?
I didn't.
Okay, nobody notices when I get a haircut.
Because you literally
I feel
get
like you
like,
get them a lot. Like I feel like you're always just maintained.
You look exactly the same always. But your hair looks exactly the same
that
at
is
all
true.
Times.
You don't really have like a switch up.
You're like a cartoon character.
What?
Yeah, your
made
hair
it a little mean.
Your yeah. hair has never looked different.
Ever?
Never.
It doesn't like look thinner.
No.
No.
Really?
I know that. Oh,
I haven't noticed.
Really? Because I need to go. I've been thinking I need to go to Turkey. Do you know anybody, Hassan?
No. I haven't been back.
You don't know everyone.
No, I actually asked your dad. He's going to give me a recommendation of a hair transplant specialist.
My dad's bald.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
He's super bald.
I know.
Why would you take his
advice? I'll be honest. I did go to a hair doctor in LA and he's also bald. I went to a hair doc. I was like,
nah.
It just occurred to me. And he charged me like, he quoted me like $35,000.
What?
Yeah, for
that's
like, just to like.
Crazy.
No.
Should I do it?
$35,000? Fuck no.
Will you get it for me?
I don't think you
Hassan,
will.
Let's talk about...
Hassan, what's your L of the week?
Yeah, what's your L of the week? I'm going to think of a different W.
I have no L's. Like, I literally was thinking, I was like, did I take any L's this week?
Probably none. I'm here.
No. Oh. Just no L's, honestly.
Okay.
Do I have any W's? Not necessarily. I can't even think of any W's. My life is just like this.
Constant.
Just straight line.
My W. Uh-huh. I'm locked in. We're filming a music video next week.
Oh my God. For your song, your music
yeah,
song?
My
what,
song.
What song is it?
It's just a song.
Can you give us a little hit?
No.
No? Oh, is that part?
Yeah,
that
that's
could be
the, that song. That's
no.
in the.
No.
Nice.
I have it starring.
Girl.
Valkyrae.
Okay. Oh God, that's iconic.
And Wake Wilder.
It's already famous. Oh, are they like the hot people?
They're the
in music?
They're the ex lovers.
Oh my God.
They're exes. So they have to act like sad
that's
that they
a,
lost each
that's
other.
That's a perfect combo.
Yeah.
Because like,
Jody helped me cast it.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. Because I was like, who's the boy? Because I was struggling with the boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, what about Wake Wilder? And I was like, wait, that'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So
perfect.
So cinema is on its way. It's going to be huge. That's
we're
my W.
We're so excited.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Hassan, do you have any W's?
I can't even think of a W.
Still didn't come up with
one. You just W and L, same day, same.
Well.
No, I got my car detailed this morning.
That's not a W or an L. It's like, these are the types of things that I'm saying. Like, I didn't want to come out with like that. You know what I mean?
What?
It's like being like, oh, yeah, I took my dog to the dog park and we had a wonderful time. W.
Nice.
I have, I upgraded my, I got earthquake insurance.
All right. My God, we're so
Thanks
fucking
so
old, bro.
Thanks so much for watching the Patreon episode.
Thank you so much.
We will
see you.
See you next
we're
time.
We're going to Tokyo in January.
Peace. That's true.